Hey everybody, Graham here. Welcome back to another episode of the Quickcast for Shropshire Strong, your go-to podcast for real talk on fitness, health, mindset and community at CrossFit Shropshire. Now, today's episode is a special one because I've got someone amazing in the studio with me, Karis.
Hey!
Karis is one of the members who's been showing up, putting in the work and making huge progress. Not just in the gym, but in how she feels, how she moves, and how she lives. We're going to hear her story, and then I'm going to break down on how you can feel amazing this summer with a brand new Summer Nutrition Kickstart. It's our next level version of the Golden Habits Challenge. More on that soon. But first of all, Karis. So Karis, thanks for being here. First off, let's set the scene. How long have you been with us at CrossFit Shropshire?
Okay, so thanks for having me, first of all.
Very welcome. So
I believe I started here in October 2024.
Mm-hmm. Time flies, doesn't it?
Oh my gosh,
it doesn't feel like that long.
Absolutely.
That's good. Yes. So next thing I want to ask you, what was the spark that got you through the door the very first time?
So initially, back in 2021, 2022, mm-hmm. I was fit, I was slim, I was jogging, running every single morning, literally 5K. Mm-hmm. I was at the peak of my fitness, mm-hmm. and I loved it, absolutely loved it. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, 2023, towards the start of the year, I all of a sudden started gaining a lot of weight, and I was like, you know, I was muscular, I was lean, and I was getting severe migraines. No clue what was wrong. And I'd been to the doctors, we'd done all sorts of tests, and the next thought process was, maybe we should get a CT scan because we think there might be something wrong with the brain, like a tumor. And we'd ruled out all sorts of conditions like pregnancy and knock knock, that's what was wrong. My tumour was a baby.
The miracle.
Absolutely. So all of a sudden in the December, I did a test as part of a joke with my mum. Mm. And just because we were looking for something humorous to laugh about, because it's such a serious and scary thing to think of. And so we did a test and I was at work and she sent me an email saying, oh, I thought you left me a Twix, but it turns out I'm gonna have to wait 9 months. And I'm at my desk reading this email like, what is she talking about? And that was when I found out I was expecting a child. And later that week, I literally went to see the midwife and we listened to him, and it turned out I had a strong heartbeat, so I was a lot further along than anybody expected. And then a week after that, I went for an x-ray, and it turned out I was at least 5.5 months pregnant.
Oh my gosh, all that time without realizing.
Absolutely. So, so the thing is, my diet hasn't changed at all, and I still tried to do as much fitness as I could throughout, and yet my entire body kind of blew up. I expanded because it turned out I had a condition called edema, which is a form of swelling and water retention. Mm-hmm. Typically, it's limited to like the legs, but for me, it was literally all over. Mm. And like I've got stretch marks on my arms, on the joints, you name it. Mm. And so it was a really big deal. It's not common from what I've understood from the doctors, but it's not something that's going to hold me back for life. And then, you know, baby came, had a healthy boy, nothing wrong.
Good. Exciting.
Absolutely. And then obviously I had to wait, I think it was like 6 to 9 months to get through physio post-birth. And then I was finally given the green light that I could actually start doing my own fitness to get back into shape. Mm-hmm. And after moving house a couple of times, that was where I ended up finding myself here at the gym. Because I'm like, no, I want this for me. It's going to help me to actually be in an environment that can support me.
For you.
Absolutely.
100%.
So I started off here at the gym and I tried doing a few classes and it didn't really work out for me, not because it wasn't team friendly or approachable or anything, but because of having a young child. And
just the physical timing aspect of things.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to schedule him, his needs, like when he needs to sleep and such, around the classes, because like I can't, I honestly can't knock the place, because I was given consent to come here with a children's playpen.
Perfect.
And I had the pen in the gym. It was amazing. Like, so accommodating, and everyone, including the other German members, was so friendly and welcoming, you know, trying to give me that room so I can do my part of the fitness tasks. It was wonderful. But I didn't want to take away from other people as well. And then you, Graham, you said, well, why don't we try some PT classes instead?
Yeah, one-to-one.
Literally. And everything has just rocketed from there.
Definitely.
Like, so much.
Definitely. It's been working. That's the main thing.
It has.
Fitting in with the schedule.
Yeah.
Doing the workouts.
Yeah.
Losing the weight.
Oh, so much. Like, I think I started... I don't know how much I weighed, but clothing size, I was a women's size 20 for sure, for sure. And now, what month are we in? April, right? So I'm now in a 12 to 14.
Perfect.
And that's just one to one a week.
Yeah.
And I think we only do 3 sessions for your schedule as well, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the results.
Amazing. Keep it up. That's the main thing. Unstoppable. I love
it. Absolutely.
Definitely. And so, what's been your biggest win then?
I don't know. I'd love to say just losing the weight, but I think it's more recognising and taking in a peace within myself. And I'll elaborate a bit, because it sounds a bit strange. So, when you lose weight, the biggest hurdle I think most people go through is you will lose it from a certain area, or people will say, oh my goodness, you've lost so much weight in your face, in your arms, or it could be your legs, wherever. But other people recognize it in you. And then you start to take notice in your own reflection and you're like, oh my goodness, it's amazing. And then you keep doing what you're doing.
You can see the wins.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you become hyper-focused on continuing whatever habit you've been doing to get you through. And then all of a sudden you look at yourself in the mirror one morning and you're like, oh my goodness, have I gained weight? And then you're looking at yourself all over the place like, I think I've gained weight. And it isn't. It actually isn't. It's actually, you've continued to lose weight that the rest of your body's leveled out. So for example, like in my case, I think I lost weight in my legs. And then all of a sudden I thought I'd gained weight in my legs. And I was wondering what on earth is going on. And then I put on a totally different top. And I came to the gym and I actually found that my sports bra was way too loose. And this is a plus size, ladies, you know, bear in mind, I've had a child, I've been breastfeeding.
Yes.
So the girls weren't exactly small. And all of a sudden, it's not fitting. And these things are designed to fit tight.
Yeah.
I can tell you that for free.
You need the support.
Absolutely. So it was like a whole new recognition of, this has actually paid off so much more for me as an individual than I'd initially given myself credit.
Amazing.
So I had to kind of rewire my thought processes and re-recognize my own thinking about my physical body, to find that inner peace and be like, no, just keep doing it, keep persevering, because you have literally the example of results right now.
Definitely. And I think you were the first person I've heard talk quite a lot about kind of the being comfortable in your own skin and your own body. You know, the way your body is and being happy with it. And
absolutely,
that is a good inspiration for everybody, really.
Oh, it is. Like, when you look in the mirror, and typically you look at yourself and like, oh, I don't look really good today. And some people have got such a negative body image where they're literally like, I don't look good. like some women, they could put makeup on. Men, they could shave, play around with their facial hair and their beards, style and gel back their hair, try a different haircut. It varies from person to person, whatever they think might make them feel good about themselves. And yet they just still look and they're like, no, I don't like it. And the biggest breakthrough I've found with people is, would you date yourself? And the answer is no.
You've got to love yourself, haven't you?
You've got exactly.
Love yourself first.
Exactly.
Yes.
You're not going to look at yourself and think, oh, I'm going to date you, right? You've got to look at yourself and say, I'm going to love you. That's exactly it. Because definitely. If you can't love yourself, how can anybody else love you? Yeah. And you've got to give yourself that room. You've got to give yourself that space to come to terms with how you look and find things about yourself that you do like. Mm-hmm. Like, when you look for a partner, when you look for romantic attraction, you're not looking for your own face. So you don't have to look at yourself in the mirror and think, yeah, I would love to wake up next to you in the bedroom in the morning. No, because you want to continue wearing your own face, because you've got to be comfortable in the skin you're in. This is your body. This is your skin. And in a lot of spiritual beliefs, your body is your own temple. And what do all spiritual practices do? They maintain the temple. They clean it. They care for it. I think
revere it.
Yeah, I think the best analogy is, if I was to give you a diamond, what are you going to do with the diamond? Are you going to clean it?
Put it in a ring, put it on show?
Yeah. Are you going to polish it? Are you going to make sure it's shiny?
Yeah.
You're going to look after it. You're not just going to lay it anywhere. You're not just going to put it on the side and forget about it. You're going to do things. Like, with a diamond, let's be honest, we're not cheap. So you'll typically get an insurance out on it, for example, right? Because you're going to do everything you can to maintain and preserve that diamond. But you're the diamond. So what are you going to do to maintain you, to preserve you? Are you going to polish yourself up and make yourself shine? You not for anyone else, for you.
Look after your mental health, your physical health.
Exactly.
Join a gym, definitely.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
But it's like, again, with the diamond, you might say you've got an imperfection. What do you do? Well, you'll get the ring.
You know,
you'll take it to a gym, you'll get it cut.
I heard a good saying.
Go on.
Well, I'd rather be... Would you rather be a diamond with, you know, a big flaw in it? Or a perfect pebble?
Oh, I like that.
That's good, isn't it?
That is good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Definitely. Rather be a diamond with imperfections, you know?
Yeah, I think I'd be, because we're all unique. No singular diamond is exactly the same. Yeah, you know, it's a diamond. It's not sand.
Definitely.
It's not salt.
No.
And from
high value, strong.
Exactly. Yep. From my understanding of salt and sand is that every single grain is a fractal of the whole. So it's in theory, it's an identical image from what I can recall. And I'd rather be an imperfection, because I can at least be the best me there is.
Definitely. That's what I'm trying to do that at the moment. Be the best grandma I can be.
Exactly. It's no big ask.
No. Well, I can say, Karis, it's been amazing watching progress.
Yeah.
And long may it continue, I think.
Absolutely.
We're on the journey. It's going well. And it's good fun coaching you. Definitely.
Yeah.
Hey, so can you stick around and help with the next part, please?
Yeah, of course.
Talk about the new up-and-coming summer nutrition kickstart. Maybe offer some tips. But yeah, so back to you, Karis. Definitely, you are setting the tone for others. And it's inspiring, really, so thank you. One more question. Have you got any advice for somebody thinking about starting, or maybe feeling a bit nervous to actually get started?
Yeah, my best advice would be, recognise your voice.
Okay.
So, a lot of people, there can be different forms of pressure when it comes to fitness. So you might look at a celebrity and think, oh, I want to look like that person. Or you might already be part of the gym and you could be top-heavy, muscular physique, bodybuilder, and yet you've got the slimmest legs in the world. I think they call it chicken legs. And you're looking at them and you're thinking, what is wrong with me? And it's not about you as an individual having anything wrong. It's you're unique, and it's recognizing your needs over the voice of the many. It's making sure that you can advocate for yourself and discern what it is that you want for you. What are your true goals? Is it to be super slim? Is it to be beach body ready? Is it just to feel comfortable? Is it to feel strong? Do you want to walk out of the gym stroking your abs thinking, I've done it, I've worked hard, now I can go get a curry? You know, everybody's needs are different.
Is it for me? Is it for the children?
Exactly. But that's the thing. It can't just be limited to children, though. I will say this, because you need to be fit for your children so you can offer a healthy life with them.
Definitely.
But they can't be the sole reason. You've got to want it for you. Change starts from within, and it begins with that initial choice.
You've got to want to do it.
Exactly. It's that inner voice that's literally calling out saying, I need to do better for me. And your reason for being at the gym, for wanting to make a change, does not have to be identical to everyone else's.
Definitely not.
It's fine to have parallels to other people, to have similarities to other people's situations, but your reason for being there is your reason. And whatever you want to work on, whether it's for your mental health, personal health, or it's to reset your emotional well-being, it makes a difference when you first listen to your own voice. What do I want for me? And when you voice that to a gym instructor, a coach, whoever it is you're with, that's where the big change comes in, because you can create a plan. And it's breaking the initial habit of being yourself and making that first step.
Hardest step to take, generally.
Absolutely.
But then you can then take the next one, and then it will compound over time.
Yeah.
And we get to where we are now with you, Karis.
Absolutely.
Just winning all the time.
Exactly.
Perfect. Well, thanks, Karis. Thank you. Definitely. High five. Smashed it.
Amazing.
Hey, so, part two now. Karis is a perfect example of what we see time and time again. People who show up, start small, build a big change over time. And that's exactly why we've put together the Summer Nutrition Kickstart. It's designed to give you a boost of momentum, especially if you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed. Now, this isn't a restricted diet. It's not about guilt. It's about feeling good through food, movement, and habits that work around your life. And we've got two tracks to it. A beginner path, where you're just getting started, I want to rebuild habits, and a next level path for those ready to push a bit harder and fine tune their performance. It's all about simple, effective changes that help you feel better, look better, and move better, ready for the summer. And here are four simple habits you can start today. And Karis and I will give you some tips, or some tips which we can start working on now, some simple things that can create some serious results. So, number one, hydration wins the day. I definitely recommend you have 2 liters of water a day. And a pro tip that I like to do is try and drink 1 liter before midday. That's half the job done. Karis, you got any tips for hydration?
I am definitely the biggest menace for forgetting to drink. I am constantly
easily done, isn't it?
It is. You get so sidetracked with whatever you're doing, little tasks, whether it's cleaning, whether it's getting a child ready, or maybe you're just preparing things for work, or you're just that focused on a task already that you're actively pursuing, that it goes out of your head. And just by having that little water bottle beside you.
Is that your water bottle there?
It is.
Perfect, Karis.
It absolutely is.
Bring it with you.
And that's what I do. It's like, if I don't bring it with me and make sure it's part of my person, I'm going to forget.
You know, and sometimes you're like, oh, so I'm late, Graham. I've been to the garage to get water.
Exactly.
You do.
Exactly. And the thing
there's
is...
There's water here.
Exactly.
But you're still... get your own.
Exactly. And it's part of my personal accountability. It's that duty of care to myself, because water's not limited to fitness and exercise. Mm. It is literally part of keeping your brain functions active. Mm. You need to hydrate. Mm-hmm. I think we're 80% water already?
Mm.
So it's really important that we keep those levels up there. It's good for your skin.
Definitely.
It's good for your nails. It's great for the hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And easily accessible.
Oh, it really is.
Mm-hmm. So, tip two, protein equals progress. Try to have a palm-sized portion of protein at every meal. It could be eggs, chicken, tofu, beans. So, protein does keep you full, supports recovery, and fuels lean muscle. I personally have been enjoying eggs. That's quite an easy, quick protein win. Breakfast, I have some scrambled egg on toast. What about you? Any protein tips?
Well, actually, I've done something a little bit more advanced.
Oh,
so So I'm someone that is texture funny. I am like. I've got issues with eating fruit, like simple strawberries. I will spit out the seeds of a strawberry because it
They're
just...
quite small, Cass.
I know. I know. And so for me, it's a massive issue for me to actually get fruit and vegetables inside myself because I can't get past it. I can't take smoothies. It's
fibre is key, really. So fruit and veg, a lot of fibre in it.
So... like simple things like tomatoes, like unless it's broken down into a sauce, I'm typically not eating them.
It's difficult to take your fibre in there.
Yeah. So what I have been doing this week is I've actually got some larger tomatoes, not as big as a beefy tomato, but like the vine tomatoes, I think they're called. And one tomato sliced, and then I got a glass, took out the inner bit.
All the seeds.
Seeds, the mush. I've stuck that, I've chopped the mush bit up, stuck it in a jug. I've put the remaining tomato outer ring into a pan, bit of coconut oil, right? Let that fry both sides. Chop up a shallot or just normal onion, doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Stick that into the jug.
Yes.
Crack 2 to 3 eggs
into
the jug. Yeah?
Yeah.
Whisk that up. Bit of milk. Make
Cook
it into an omelette. Into the rings of tomato. So I am
like
literally... Like a frittata,
Perfect.
That's it, literally. And it's...
Protein, fibre, vegetables,
exactly.
carbs.
Exactly. And so for me, that's really texture funny. Just being able to hit those marks all in one. And I'm feeling more energised, rejuvenated. And it's a really good start to the day, especially if you've got... things to focus on, it's really good for mind focus.
100%. That's better than my scrambled egg on toast.
It's like
tomato frittata.
Yeah,
definitely much better.
Like another one is mushrooms, right? So I don't know if any of the listeners are like me, and you know they're a student as well in the spare time, and or maybe they just work a lot and it takes a lot of brain functions. One thing every person most likely forgets about is mushrooms. I don't like mushrooms, they're slimy, it's not my favourite. But they're packed full of nutrients that really
wake
up the brain.
Vitamin D from them as well, can't
you? There's so much. It's like, they say like lion's mane mushrooms is great for people with ADHD because of how it helps the focus of the mind. And you know, people will actually take mushrooms in powdered capsules or to add as scoops to drinks, like protein shakes, that kind of thing, because of how much of a positive impact it's got on the brain. And just being able to blend something like that up and then just sling that in with the...
Do you get on well with mushrooms then? Is that texture on the okay list?
No, I don't like the texture, and that's why I've got to blend it up. We'll edit that out. So it's that's a big one, and it's just with what you're saying. It's like to really kickstart the morning. If you're like me and you can't really handle those textures, and you just look in the fridge and you're like, oh, this is so much effort. Just being able to break something up like that and then just sling it
and
into
it
another dish.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Love
Get
that.
The most out of your morning.
Love that. Thanks, Carrie. So number three. keep moving even when busy. So potentially it might be easier not to think of the week as a whole, but to try and do think of 3 to 4 workouts a week could be the sweet spot for you. Don't try and think of, oh, I've got to train every day. Kind of do 2 or 3 workouts a week and get some wins. And don't forget, that workout might be a 20-minute walk or a bike ride, or even just playing with the children. Maybe some stretching. You haven't got to just think about, I've got to come to the gym 3 times. Think of it as the workout.
Yeah.
So, Caris, what tips might you have to help people move?
For my fellow couch potatoes. So, I am one of those people that are guilty of, once I'm sat down, I'll get my phone out and time will fly by.
It does.
It absolutely will.
The apps are designed to keep you interested and to turn off.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's really easy to lose the time of the day and get sidetracked with just simple nothingness. Mm-hmm. And just for those that are really struggling to just break into that new thing, stand up when you're on your phone.
Okay.
Honestly, stand up. Get up off the couch, just stand up, have a little bit of a walk around the room if you have to. Lean against the wall, maybe. Like, there's plenty of stretches that really work your quads, and all you've got to do is lean against the wall as if you sat on an invisible chair, and I promise, matter of minutes, your legs are going to be screaming at you. And, like, even when you're laying on the ground, and I know you said that you wanted to do some little things on this, didn't you, Graham, that how you can incorporate, like, free exercise into your loungeable days.
Mm-hmm.
So just like laying on the floor and you just flapping your legs with your phone in the air, just little things to get your body moving and to just readjust your mindset and your body movement. Like going up and down the stairs a couple of times. I'm not saying do that on your phone, but like when you've got your laundry, I don't know if anyone else is like me, and you'll fold it and then it'll stay in the basket and that's where it'll live until somebody goes upstairs eventually. Yeah. Like, we never go upstairs. but just change that practice. Maybe make a pile of, like, say you've got your clothes. Take your clothes up to your room. Go back down the stairs. Get your children's clothes. Take them upstairs. And do runs.
Make a workout out of everyday things you do naturally.
Exactly. It's the change starts from within.
Definitely.
And it's just these simple things.
Momentum will just continue and continue.
Exactly. It's like some people, they physically can't stand up to do activities. So just by incorporating these small cognitive movements, like leaning forward, moving the legs out back in.
Gorilla stretching, I call it.
Yeah, exactly.
As in gorilla warfare, not gorilla.
Yeah.
The animal. Unconventional stretching, that is.
Exactly. But it's just doing those little movements to get your blood flow pumping and just get those muscles moving. Any little win is still a win.
Definitely. Definitely. And that's a nutshell, I think, Caris. Every little win is still a win.
Yeah.
And just keep the momentum going, really. So, Caris, massive thanks to you. You're a star, definitely. Thank you very much. So, everybody, if you're ready to feel better, move better, and live better this summer, then jump into the Summer Nutrition Kickstart. Come and have a chat with me or one of the coaches, and we'll get you set up on the best track for you. And everybody, don't forget to subscribe, potentially leave us a review. I've not asked anybody to do that yet. Hopefully we'll get the first one. And if you're enjoying these episodes, please share it with somebody who might need a little boost right now. So here's to a strong summer, team. Let's go.